If this is your first time here, I recommend you start at the beginning at episode 1. This story is told in chronological order. Also, there is some colorful language in this episode, so just take precaution if needed. In last week's episode, I shared with you a mentally down week that I had the week before, but I also told you that I would work to change it for the upcoming week, to get myself back on track and feel mentally myself again. This week, well, I got a life reminder that when you want to plan for things to go a certain way, life has a way of throwing you a curveball. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. This past Monday was supposed to be a new day, a new week, a time to wipe the slate clean and start the week off mentally fresh and excited. Turns out, God had other plans for me because I woke up in the middle of the night feeling so nauseous and miserable. Because the nausea was inconveniently getting in the way of my sleep, I took a couple of anti-nausea pills and eventually fell back to sleep. It didn't last long, though, because I woke up around 7 a.m. still wanting to vomit. So again, I took anti-nausea meds and decided to just take a sick day from work. I felt like I had barely slept and I was still feeling sick. I let my manager know that I was not feeling well and I needed to take the day off, which he was fine with as long as I worked on a few things later that day that I had to turn in. After I woke up again around 12 p.m., I worked for a few hours to get those things done and then took the rest of the day to work on other things, while also trying to take the sick day for myself. Now, before you start assuming that I am pregnant, trust me, the thought also crossed my mind, but I can confidently tell you that was not the reason I was nauseous. I'm pretty sure it was something I ate, but I'm not 100% sure what it was and why I was not feeling well at all. I told myself Tuesday would be better. I would get back on track again, but honestly, my overthinking brain didn't really let me sleep at all Monday night. I ended up tossing and turning all night long with barely getting any proper sleep. Tuesday, I only had energy to just go through the motions at work. I was not feeling 100% back to normal yet. All I could do was try to keep up with the work stuff that I had for the day. It's always hard taking time off work because you are left to catch up on the things that you had to put to the side. So I decided to just suck it up on Tuesday and do the best that I could to get my work done. And maybe Wednesday would finally be the day that I would feel like myself again and be motivated to work on my side hustle and my 9-to-5 job. I am driving in the car. Don't worry, it's hands-free. It's Wednesday morning. And remember how earlier this week I told myself that this week would be different than last week because last week was a pretty shitty week mentally, kind of emotionally. I just was feeling really down. And this week was going to be a new week where I would feel super productive, super excited again, super motivated to just get back on track with all the things that I have to do. So I'm here to tell you that so far, it has not been that.
It has actually still been shitty. I wake up at 4 a.m. because my husky started having a seizure. And it freaked me the fuck out. So I'm here trying to hold my husky at 4 a.m, making sure he's okay. I actually have another husky, so I have to make sure my other husky, you know, doesn't kind of get too involved in what's going on during the seizure. So, yeah, I had a bit of a crazy night trying to make sure my husky was okay. I called the emergency vet line. They said it would be 700 dirhams to bring him in for a vet appointment. So I said, that's okay, I'll wait, only because my husky was kind of slowly getting out of the seizure experience and he was kind of doing okay. So now the reason I'm saying all this is because now it's Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. and I'm here at the vet about to take my husky in to get checked with the vet. So here we are. Come on, Shadow. Come on. Hello.
Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Morning. This is Shadow for his appointment.
Yes, Mom. Can we
get Shadow's weight? Yes. Come here. Shadow, come.
We get called inside to meet the vet. After examining Shadow, he said Shadow's vitals and everything looks normal, and there doesn't seem to be any cause for concern anymore. If Shadow has another seizure soon, or even within the next 3 months, then maybe Shadow will need to have a more thorough investigation. But because you can't really do anything about seizures except start medication, the vets don't want to do any of that unless Shadow does start having really regular seizures. So thank goodness we're nowhere near that right now. Once we were done speaking to the vet and Shadow got checked out, it was time to head back home.
Hello. Yeah, I think that.
For Shadow, yeah?
For Shadow.
So regarding today, for the appointment, that's going to be consultation for the food. That's all for 400 and 50.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. You too. Okay, back in the car. They think Shadow will do okay. Just have to keep an eye on him. Make sure he doesn't vomit again. So, yeah, we will just keep an eye on Shadow. Right, buddy.
After the morning vet visit, Shadow and I had to go back home quickly. I immediately had to start working again. Since I was so behind with work so far this week, I knew I had to stay focused on just my 9-to-5 stuff. And I'd have to wait till the weekend to get back on the side hustle. So that is what I did. I finished work the rest of the week and waited till the weekend to get back on track, doing some side hustle stuff.
I just pulled into the coffee shop. Today we are going to be super productive. We're going to have a productive Sunday. A Sunday fun day, but in a different kind of fun, I guess. The goal of today is to open a product listing and figure out how to do that, actually, first on Amazon. So yeah, going to sit myself down at a coffee shop and start researching, working. And I want to get a matcha latte. And I definitely want to eat a little something. So, yeah. Okay, here we go.
The last few months, I have been spending at least one full day during the weekend to knock out everything that I can related to the side hustle. The other day of the weekend, I do try to enjoy it doing anything else other than work or side hustling. So, this Sunday, I came to the coffee shop. I found a good place to sit and I ordered some food. I really wanted that matcha latte, but unfortunately, they didn't have any matcha lattes. So I just had to go with a regular old latte.
Awesome. That was quick. Thank you so much.
soda water.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much.
After I ate my lunch and enjoyed the latte, the goal of the day was to create my first product listing on Amazon.
I'm sitting in the coffee shop, and I know it's really loud today. There's kids running around downstairs, which is really annoying. But anyways, trying to ignore it. So I have just opened up my Amazon Seller Central account for the first time. And because when you first go to the Seller Central account website to open an account, it immediately says it costs $40 a month. So I decided not to open it until I was for sure ready to start selling. And I'm actually so glad that I waited, but now we're about ready.
With my laptop open, I am on the Amazon Seller Central website, ready to open a new account as a new seller.
So I just created an account and the first page says, welcome, and here's what to expect. So I have to provide some documents, then they're gonna verify my submission, and then I will be able to start selling. So it says I need to give a valid government-issued ID or a passport, a recent bank account or credit card statement, a chargeable credit or debit card, and my mobile phone number. So, yeah, let's begin.
I start adding my details following the step-by-step process of opening a new account on Amazon Seller Central.
Okay, so I have to select the country that I'm located in. So I'm going to put United Arab Emirates. And then my business type. So because I don't have an LLC business yet, I am allowed to sell on Amazon as an individual. So it's like as a single person. And in the UAE, I think it's different in the US, but specifically in the UAE, I'm allowed to sell as an individual without a business trade license until I reach a certain amount, I think.
Right now, the rule is that you can start off on Amazon in the UAE, specifically, as an individual seller. But I do believe there is a threshold that if you make, and I believe the threshold is 350,000 dirhams, that once you have made that much money on Amazon, you need to definitely be an official business with a business trade license here in the UAE. But until you've reached that amount, you can sell as an individual seller.
So my business type I'm selecting is individual, that I'm an individual. Okay, so I'm just walking through the process of opening a Seller Central account on Amazon. So this is what it says when it comes to the monthly subscription fee. So it says you will be charged a professional selling subscription fee of $39.99 US dollars for the first month. You will continue to be charged this fee each month if you have an active listing. If you do not have an active listing, you will not be charged a subscription fee in that month. If you expand to other stores, you will pay the equivalent of $39.99 US dollars per month, split proportionately across each of the countries or regions which you have an active listing in, and charged separately for each local currency.
I don't know why, but I definitely assumed that once you open your Amazon Seller Central account, you were going to be charged from that moment onward, whether or not you were selling any products yet. I didn't realize that it only charged you based on your active product listing, which is really good.
So I guess I could have opened the Seller Central account in January because it just would not have charged me every month because I didn't have an active listing yet. So yeah, I guess either way, you can open it whenever you want and then it'll just charge you the first month and then nothing after that until you have the active listing. Because my products should be ready in the next few weeks, I'm working on having that active listing now. So I just decided to wait until I was ready to have the active listing to open up the account. So now I have to put my card number in and all that for the monthly charges. Okay, so after you put your card details in, it then asks you about the store and product information. And it asks if I have the UPC code for all my products. And because I purchased the UPC codes last week, I can say yes. So I'm glad that I did that. And then it asks if I own my own brand. And I am going to say yes, because I do. But I think it might ask me to prove like my trademark or something. I don't know yet. Okay, yeah. So as I thought, when you do select if you own your brand, it then asks you a follow-up question that, do you have an active trademark for the brand? And I said, yes, I do own the brand, but no, I do not have an active trademark for the brand because I don't yet. So now I just have to upload my Emirates ID, which is the national ID here. And I have to upload a bank statement. So I have to go download that, I guess. Okay, so it took me ages to finish this step of proving my identification. One, because I don't know why my AirDrop is not working. So I had to figure out how to send my ID photos to my laptop. Eventually, I just emailed them. I saw on the list of things that you can prove your identity with, as one being the electricity bill. So I just decided instead of all the banking statements, I'll just do an electricity bill as my verification. And so I have just submitted all of that and it's loading. And then, okay, the next step is choose one of the available options to verify your identity. So I have to take a photo of my face right now or do a video call with an Amazon associate. I'll just take a photo of my face. Oh, it says take an image of your face and your government ID at the same time. Okay, I gotta find my ID again. Okay, so I just did the ID verification process. I had to take more photos of myself and my ID, and now the message is saying, thank you for sharing the information. Essentially, they are currently experiencing a high demand, which is going to cause some delays in response times, but they're supposed to verify all my details within 2 business days. So I guess the only downside is I didn't realize this would take a couple of days to get done. So now I cannot do my product listing until this is done. So that's kind of annoying. My whole plan of doing my product listing today is down the drain. I just left the coffee shop because I decided to treat myself. I booked myself for a 90-minute foot massage, which I'm so excited about. One, because I used to get feet massages all the time. I haven't done it in such a long time, so I'm excited to do it again. And two, because I had foot surgery 3 months ago, I'm definitely wanting to get just my foot massaged. So that is my plan. Ooh, can I park there? Oh, I can park here. Okay. So that is my plan. I am getting a foot massage, and the reason why I love getting foot massages is because I can simultaneously work while getting massaged, which when you get a body massage, which are also really great, you can't work at the same time. So I'm excited to just continue to work and also get a massage at the same time. I tried to parallel park and I kind of fucked it up. Yeah, I really fucked it up. Oh, okay. I hate fucking up parallel parking because I pride myself in being really good at it. Okay. Yeah, okay, it's working. Okay, perfect. I am super close to the curb, which is fine. All right, so let's get a foot massage and let's keep working. Hi.
What's her name, madam?
Amy.
Amy. For 9 days, madam?
Yes.
So that is how I finished the weekend. I was able to open up my very first Amazon Seller Central account. And I learned that you don't actually have to start paying for the monthly fee until you have created an active product listing. And lastly, I was able to treat myself to a 90-minute foot massage, which was so worth it. This coming week, I will be on the lookout for my documents to get verified by Amazon. Once the verification process is completed, I will move to open my first product listing. Finally. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.